coming back in?
Yeah. And then I turn it on. Cluck, cluck, cluck. I think the wiring on the distributor cap might be off. I put it in sequential order, but it sounds like it's only running on like two or three pistons.
Mm. Check your book. Find out what the wiring...
Do you know how to read those?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because in other words, you need to help your son. I'm going to go to work, and you guys are going to...
No, he can do this by himself. What you do is look at the book, and it'll show you where the flat is of the distributor cap.
Yeah.
It'll show you number one. And then you'll look on the block, on the manifold, and it'll tell you which cylinders, number one, two, and three, four, five, and six.
Does it just have a number on it?
Yeah. It'll actually be raised. Like somebody took a welder and went... So what you'll do then is you basically follow, you got your six spots.
Yeah.
This wire goes to number one. Okay, you find number one. Okay, and then number two, you put it on pretty much the way you took it off. So
yeah, that's how I did it. So maybe it's a little cold, but it was chugging.
I think it's flooded pretty badly too. So
oh, that might be it because it was chugging. It was on. It was running. But
I heard it
chugging.
Running, and he goes, "No, it's not the truck." And I was like, "No, it seemed like it." And I was looking for smoke.
And then it shut off right away. Yeah. I shut it off because I had the sun right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we need some rugs in front of the doors, too.
Oh, okay.
So we're not tracking in all that water and snow and dirt and mud.
I thought it was good news.
Yeah.
It is good news.
It is good news. I'm going to go to work, and then we're going to go out and get something to eat.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
All of us. Well,
you're invited.
I'm gonna pick up your dad so he can help me with the share packages.
When are we going out now?
When
about
I get back
hour.
From work.
An hour.
About 11 or something like that. Why, did you want to get Jenna too?
Yeah, but I was saying because the plastic cover on the old one is pretty nasty. I just take the one that was on the new one and put it back so it's clear. But.
Well, you might have shorted out a wire. And if that's the case, you're going to have to track down the wire.
Which that's a little bit better, saying the gauge cluster wires are always in one group. So I would have to dig through the whole dashboard, but it would be in particular that entire thing, which they sell the whole wire as a whole.
Good. So that'll make it a lot easier for you.
A little bit, but I'd still have to basically take the dashboard apart.
Mm.
Which that would be nice too, because then I could buy a new dashboard. One of these.
Oh, you don't like those? Put those back. So I thought you liked the turtles.
Oh, both of them.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well,
start it again?
I'd try it. Maybe it just needs to be cleared out.
Maybe you stand by the window and listen to it. You might know what it is.
I think you probably, at this point, put your air cleaner back on.
What would it sound like if it's flooded?
Like that.
Like that.
So do I just run it out or what?
Yeah, it should clear up at this point. That is, if all the wiring and everything's okay, it should.
Get out of my face now.
He's angry. You were recording again, huh?
Yeah. He's not angry.
Yeah, he is. That the work initially that he did is goofed up and now he has to redo it again.
I think it's a learning process for him.
It is. The problem with what
learning,
he's doing is that he's doing it all on his own, he feels, and now he's going to go to school for that. Well, that's a great thing because now he's going to be able to take his truck over there and have him work on it.
He said he's not going to, though. He doesn't want to take that truck.
Why?
Because he thinks it's going to break down all the time. And I'm thinking, you know what? What a better way to have other people help you when your truck breaks down. You're going to be at school. You know, you're going to be surrounded by people that are going to be able to help you when you can't see what's wrong with it.
Yeah, because you're too far buried in it.
Sounds like it's going to blow up.